Welcome to Health for Life, your trusted source for health and wellness insights. Proudly presented by Vitruvian Health, the comprehensive healthcare system serving Northwest Georgia and Southern Tennessee with leading entities like Hamilton Medical Center and Bradley Medical Center. We're dedicated to keeping our communities healthy and thriving.
Welcome to Health for Life. Today we're talking with Kristen Thompson, a licensed master social worker and the volunteer coordinator at Hamilton Hospice. Today, we're going to be learning about Hamilton Hospice, as well as more about the volunteer opportunities with the organization. Kristen, could you tell us more about Hamilton Hospice?
Yeah, Hamilton Hospice works in partnership with patients' physicians to offer specialized care to individual patient needs. Hamilton Hospice is a comprehensive medical and supportive services. It includes medical care at home or long-term care in an assisted living or nursing facility. We have nurses on call 24/7 or after hours if there's an emergency, and during the day from 8 to 5. We have pharmacy services. Hospice manages all patients' medications. We do pain and symptom management, bereavement support for family and friends, assistance with personal care through our home health aid, medical equipment and supplies, respite care, regular scheduled visits from everyone on the hospice team, and spiritual and supportive services through our chaplain.
That is a very good service overall. And like, before we get into the volunteer stuff, I kind of just want to ask why somebody would want to choose hospice.
Our main qualifiers for hospice is diagnosis of 6 months or less. That usually comes from a primary care physician. Patients choose that they do not want to seek aggressive treatment anymore. Mm-hmm. So it's tailored towards end-of-life care. With that being said, the diagnosis is 6 months or less, but we always customize that to the patient. So the patient has a terminal diagnosis. Sometimes we do have the patients for more than 6 months. It doesn't have to be an end-of-life. We've got a few days left. We like to get the patients early in the process so we can add that additional support and the patient can have more quality days either at home or in a facility.
I feel like with adding the volunteers onto that, do volunteers, what kind of experience do they get from this? Like, are there benefits and just things that happen?
Volunteers often describe their experience as increasing a sense of purpose. You get to provide compassion and extra support to the patient's lives, and a lot of gratitude comes out of that, being thankful. Our patients are so thankful for those extra visits and extra support. It improves empathy and better listening and a more emotional presence. Volunteers join a caring community and work alongside our nurses and social workers, chaplains. We really value our volunteers. They're like an extra set of eyes as well for us. If there's any concerns and maybe the patient doesn't have a nurse visit or a social work visit that day, but there's something going on in the home, they always know they can reach out to one of us to provide insight or to give them additional support or follow up with the family that day. Maybe they're not getting a visit, but they need a visit, and we really value them with the team. There's lifelong friendships that are shared with our patients. I've had one of my volunteers assigned to a patient for a while, and I've heard it described as it's a new best friend for him. He didn't have a lot of family support. He was in a nursing facility. He didn't get a lot of visits, but he said this volunteer was his new best friend.
Is there much to like learn and to be trained on when it comes to this?
There is a process that we have to go through. There's certain steps we have to take, an application, a background check, things of that nature. But it onboarding usually takes, you know, 2-3 weeks just to get that paperwork in. There is a training. The training could take possibly an hour or two. That would be with me. It's just a brief overview of hospice, policies and procedures, but it's not time consuming.
What are they expected to actually do when they're there?
They can do all kinds of things. We have friendly visits, sitting with patients, sharing or reading hobbies. We have patients that have requested, maybe they can't see well anymore, but they really want to read this book, or they can't read their Bible anymore, but they would like to do a daily devotional. We have patients that like scratch scrapbooking. And we also have families that need errands to be run. Maybe that's going and picking up groceries or swinging by the pharmacy for them and picking up some cough medicine or something like that. We also have office support if maybe someone's not interested in doing that one-on-one with our patients. So we have filing paperwork at the office, doing mailings, making phone calls, and different types of data input.
And what do people say just overall, like, about their experience once they actually do this?
Many have said it's really one of the most rewarding things they've done. They get a sense of gratitude, connection, and it gives them an insight into what hospice care looks like.
I mean, it's just really beautiful. I mean, volunteering can just transform people receiving care and those actually giving it. And if somebody is interested in volunteering with Hamilton Hospice, what could they do to actually get into this?
If you're interested in volunteering, you can fill out the interest form at vitruvianhealth.com/hospice or call 706-278-2848. Again, that's 706-278-2848.
Kristen, thank you once again for joining us and is sharing all this great information.
Thank you for having me.
This program in no way seeks to diagnose or treat illness or to replace professional medical care. Please see your health care provider if you have a health problem.
Thank you for listening to Health for Life, a presentation of Vitruvian Health, formerly Hamilton Healthcare System.